What's up, guys? It's a great day. This is Fuquan Bilal, and we are back with another great episode of the PFREI podcast series. We interview experts in the real estate business in order to provide you with some of the best investment strategies and techniques used by leading fund managers, financiers, house flippers, and more. We appreciate every single one of you for taking the time to press play on the podcast and hope you enjoy this new episode. All right, guys, we're back again with another great episode of PFREI. I'm your host, Fuquan Bilal, passion for real estate investments. Oh, man, this is going to be a great episode. I know it because I've Khalib is in my mastermind group, and he's going to share some things with you guys. And this is like secret information. You guys are going to be grateful that I brought this on to you. Just buckle up and get ready. So we got Khalib Pearson from Zoom Offers Now is the company we're going to talk about today. Well, before we get into that, man, the question I always ask everybody is, why are you passionate for real estate investing?
Man, honestly, I kind of got into it by accident. I had a retail brokerage helping buyers and sellers buy and sell homes. Then I started realizing how much money I was making my investor clients when I was selling properties for them. So I saw the dollar signs and I kind of ran that in that direction.
So you was a real estate broker owner, basically for what, 7 years plus you had your license now? You bought and sold REMAX franchises for over 5 years. Yeah. Last 3 years, you and your real estate team have what, the number one REMAX? You still have a REMAX.
I just sold my REMAX franchise, but I've still got our team up under the REMAX brand. We've had our team for about 7 years, and we do about 200 deals or so a year on the retail side. So pretty productive team.
So you said you sold over 1,000 homes in your career. Was that listings or was those actual as an investment side fix and flip deals? I mean, you flipped over 150.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say about 1,000 have been helping buyers and sellers. My business is heavy listings, just because when you do more listings, you've got a lot more control over your lifestyle and your schedule. And then on top of that, we've got our fix and flip team that they'll do close to 100 deals this year.
Okay, awesome. And you got about 120 rentals that's cash flowing. Are these single family rentals?
So they started as single family, and then we got into some duplexes and triplexes, and then we bought some small multifamily, and then the biggest one we got is a 52-unit.
52-unit. Now, are you making that transition to multifamily, or are you going to kind of keep a mixed bag of it? Because everybody's saying, hey, my guy called me the other day, say, hey, you're not playing big enough, man. You need to get on over to this multifamily thing. There's about to be a tsunami. And it's going to be an abundance of opportunity. You need to start making that transition. I'm like, I get it. You get to triple your net worth, so it's a no-brainer. But when you need instant liquidity, what do you do if you all in multifamily?
That's a good question. If you need instant liquidity, I don't know that multifamily is really the right play for you. But for me, I've got a couple different sources of revenue. So I'm hoping, knock on wood, that I don't get in a position where I need instant liquidity out of the apartments. But I think I'm done buying single families and keeping them just because they don't cash flow nearly as well as the multifamily. And when you lose a tenant in the multifamily, it doesn't hurt as bad. So, and also, they're just easier to manage when you've got them all under one roof.
Good point. Yeah. So I'm actually looking at Rocker Leaf and Tim Brockton, all those guys. Tim is part of our group as well. So I'm looking at what they're doing and trying to educate myself a little bit more. I've been in real estate for 20 years, but you never really know. So you're always learning. I'm not a multifamily guy. I mean, I've owned some 6 units, 10 units and stuff like that, but not 52 units, 100 units. I'm pretty sure it's more property management intense because I do self-property management. My own in-house team does it. We save money, we watch the bottom line, we cut costs, and that's profits. Once you start to outsource that stuff, if you don't have, somebody on site, then it becomes, pretty heavy. But we're not here to talk about multifamily buildings. Let's get into it, man. So I saw your presentation on a Zoom Offers Now, and I was blown away. I was like, is this even legal?
like, wow, I gotta go figure this out. But let's talk about that a little bit. So guys and gals, you know, who's watching this, really wanted to bring him on so he can show you guys a system that he put together to kind of help speed up the offers, if you will. And just get into it and talk about how it came about and how you implement it, and then, you know, the successes and then the trials, the challenges you're having with it as well.
Yeah, so it's pretty simple how it works, but kind of the backstory behind it. Like I said, I've had my retail team, and I've met with probably 1,500 sellers in my career where I've sat face-to-face with them in the living room. And what I started to notice was there was a trend. About one out of every 10 people that I'd meet with were super motivated, or maybe call it one out of 20 was motivated enough that I could have bought the house cash right on the spot and just gotten them out of their situation and fixed all their problems. So I'm thinking, if I'm meeting with that many people that are motivated, how many people are in the MLS that are motivated that I just don't know who they are? I mean, obviously they've raised their hand and said, I want to sell the house and put their house on the MLS, but there's no other way to know that those particular people are the super motivated ones without putting an offer in front of them. Does that make sense? That
makes perfect sense.
Yep. So I was telling my buddy about it one night. We were actually at a bar one night drinking, and I was telling him about the idea, and I'm not a tech guy, so I had no idea how hard or how expensive it would be to build out. And he said, well, I've got a friend that can build it for you. So he put us two in touch, and then we ended up building it out. Super expensive, way more expensive than I thought it was going to be to build that thing. But after we got it built, we basically built a piece of software where I can make, let's say there's 5,000 active listings in an MLS right now. I can make offers on all 5,000 homes in two or three clicks, and it will auto-populate the offer, sign it for me, and lay it in the listing agent's email, just like any agent's going to send out a conventional offer.
Hmm. You know, what type of challenges you run into that? Because some people, they want to do, like, I made a few offers just yesterday. I made like 5 offers, and my realtor said, hey, you know, I'm like, okay, cash offer this right now, you know, because I know the area. And I can always, once I get it under contract, I can always maneuver during inspection to make changes or walk away or whatever. And they go, oh, they're not accepting any offers. They want to do open house first. I'm like, really? It's COVID. Like, come on now. Who's doing the open house? Like, get out of here. Like, this is a rental property. Like, who wants to hold a freaking open house for a 3-family? But anyway, yeah. What about pushback on that? Challenge you have with that, or challenges you may have with, you know, one broker may have 4 or 5 of these properties and seeing these multiple offers coming in from this one person. You know, what challenges do we have when you do stuff like that? You know, when it's almost like robotic, so to speak.
Yeah. So I'm not really the type to think about all the things that could go wrong when I built it. And I used it for myself first. So I want to say I was almost a little reckless with it. And I sent out an offer on every single listing in our MLS. And that didn't work very well. I had some people that got upset. I was offering on new construction. I didn't even think about that. The REOs, some of those, you've got to go into the portals and type the offers in. So obviously we've had to make a lot of tweaks to the app and change it to get around those type of things. So we've changed filters, and we've got it to where you can change the year on the listing. So I don't offer on anything older than newer than like 2016. So that takes all the new construction out. I've got it where you can exclude agents now. So we know who the REO agents are in the market, and we exclude those, but also we can set it up to where it emails you those particular listings. So we're not missing getting listings out on them. Trying to think what else we've done in the email template. When you send it out, you can change the verbiage. So when it'll send an offer out, attach the offer to it, but you can change whatever your emails say. And our emails say something like, hey, we understand this isn't full price. We're local investors buying homes as is, paying cash. Please present to your seller and let us know if they'll accept the offer. I mean, it's pretty simple like that. We don't just blindly send an offer with no verbiage. Because if you just do that, then people say, quit sending me these junk offers, something along those lines.
Yeah. So how are you doing now? Because the market, especially affordable home market, I would assume South Carolina, you're in the affordable home market where there's people paying 15% of a list price or whatever, or they're saying, hey, we're doing, final bids on this date. So they do a listing on today, and then they say we're doing highest and best in a week from now. But, you know, they want to review, the seller wants to review all these offers and go from there. And you're sending in your standard cookie cutter, you know, X percent of the fair market value LTV. Like, you just doing that to get some engagement and communication, and does the system automatically resend final and best?
So those aren't really your target purchases, are the ones that just hit the market. Like our best, say, our best search criteria where we make offers on, and our best profits that have come from this app, have been houses that have been on the market for 90 days or more, because those sellers are already they're getting motivated, they're getting tired, they haven't seen any offers, those type things. So 90 days or longer on market, two bedrooms or more, year 2016 and older. Really, that's been the only search criteria that we've needed. And we just make offers on everything in that criteria consistently. We do hop on the hot sheet every day, all the new listings that hit the MLS, and cherry pick through those for the deals that might fit an investor's criteria. But most of our deals are just coming from the old stuff, where we're just pushing out offers and starting the conversations with the seller's agents.
That's incredible. I'm trying to imagine stuff in my market for 90 days. It's right now, this is not realistic where I'm at. Stuff, it's a crazy, crazy. Oh man, I've been in business for 20 years in real estate. I've seen when in 2006, when prices increased and the market was going, but now it's like, I'm in New Jersey, so we have a whole bunch of people escaping New York and trying to get the hell out of there, coming to New Jersey. So it's really doing something to our market. And I know every home, affordable home market, you know, sub 250,000, it has to be the same thing as a shortage of inventory. So what processes did you guys put in place to kind of combat with the current times?
Yeah.
Or are you still seeing your clients are finding stuff that is still aged listings?
All right. So, I mean, I'll be completely honest with you. This thing would have worked if I had built this in like 2000, call it 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, when the market was horrible and there was a lot of inventory on the MLS. That would have been the best time to use this thing, but we're still picking up deals on our MLS. And you say there's no homes that are past 90 days in your MLS, but I can almost promise you they are.
Probably,
yeah. Yeah, and I'll tell you who those sellers usually are. The best deals we've gotten are houses that have been on the market for like 150 days, and there's six siblings, and they're all fighting over the list price, way overpriced.
Yes, yes. And
you're the only offer that came in. I mean, I think we made 60 grand off of one of those.
Or short sales, right? Or short sales. The bank is looking for a certain number, and it's sitting on the market. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, if this market turns, this thing's going to be in much more demand than it even is.
For sure, for sure.
And we'll make more money with it when the market turns. And that time is coming. I guess. I almost guarantee it.
I can feel it in the air, man. I can feel it in the air. So let's talk a little bit now about the setup of this thing. Like, how would one go to get this set up? Who are the players that need to be involved? How do we get this in our market? If we say, hey, man, I like this. I saw this presentation you did, and I want to set this up. Like, walk me through the process of getting this set up. Is it just going on your site, paying for it, boom, I got it? Or is there's more steps to this, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit more to it than that. So you go to our website and you click pay setup fee now. We charge a $1,500 setup fee per market. And that's because we basically have to build it around your MLS, and every MLS is different. So all the tech guys on the back end build it around your MLS. It takes like, I don't know, a week for them to figure it out and set it all up for you. You provide us with your contracts. We don't provide you with purchase contracts. We're not attorneys. So you provide us with your contracts. We load it into the system. We set it up for you on demo so you can kind of test it and send fake offers just to see how it works. And then when you tell us you're ready to go, we click go and it goes live. And I mean, you can be up making offers. About the fastest we can get you set up is probably 7 days, but you can be making offers within 2 weeks.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So yeah, I would definitely encourage anyone who, you know, catch this to go to zoomoffersnow.com, check out Khalib and his group and see how you can get this set up in your market. There's a lot of people who's doing direct to seller, and there's a lot of people who's discouraged from the MLS. You know, I honestly have to say, I know I am. I still, because I'm a realtor, licensed realtor, so I have access to it. And I put these settings on there to send stuff that fits my criteria. But I don't make offers on stuff. I have realtors who actually make offers for me and they disclose that I'm a realtor and all this other stuff. I just want to be the investor. I don't want to deal directly with the realtor to have the listing. So I kind of have a buffer, someone else, you know, putting that offer in and being a communication piece. But I still get those alerts and I'm just like, I'm making like five offers a day at minimum on MLS. Like, you know, we have a direct to seller campaign going that we generate leads from, of course. But I said, let me see if I can catch something from MLS. I was fortunate 2 months ago. I haven't closed on the deal yet. There's some stuff going on with the seller, with the seller. Hopefully, you know, we get to see it and wrap this up soon. That sibling thing you were talking about, it's yep. happening. So it's delaying the process. But yeah, I still make offers because you never know. If you, like you said, if you find somebody who's motivated to do it. So
yeah,
man, I'm excited.
I'll tell you, it's good for a couple reasons. Right now, like I said, it's not the absolute best time to be buying stuff on the MLS. But you said you make five offers a day. Well, this would you for those five offers, this would take you all of 30 seconds to make those five offers. You know how long it takes to type up an offer, e-sign it to yourself, attach it in an email, send it off to the listing agent. You've just wasted to send five offers might take you 45 minutes to an hour. Would you agree? Or
yeah, well, my realtor does that. I have this the listings program that come to me for my certain criteria. And I just forward it to them. Hey, make an offer for X on this. Make an offer for X on that. So they do all the paperwork. Then they send me the DocuSign digital stuff. And I'll, from my phone while I'm running, I'm like, click, 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 done. And then they go ahead and do all the follow-up and communication.
Yeah, it might take them 45 minutes to an hour to type up all those offers, send them to you, and get them submitted. Where this will take them, call it a minute of their time every day. So it's worth just if you want to buy your time back to have it. And
absolutely,
even if like this year's probably we've probably picked up the least amount of deals this year from the app since we've had the app built. But that's just because of the MLS and how hard it is to buy off the MLS right now. But the few deals that we have done, it's been our second highest ROI for a marketing channel. Our first is direct mail. And then this is our second.
Now, how many different markets?
But there's so many people that.
So many people, what?
Just Charleston.
No, I'm saying for clients that you service, do you have, is this something you guys just got off the ground? Do you have a couple of clients that are having success with it, you know, in their markets, or is still the same thing? The MLS is out of control now, so people are not really using the tool as much. What are you seeing?
Yes, yeah, so we're in probably 25 markets, I would say, somewhere around there. And man, it's interesting because we've got some guys, like we have one guy in Birmingham who crushes it. He's bought, I think his best month, he bought 11 homes 1 month not too long ago. And then we get other people in the higher end markets that'll do one deal every 6 months. But at $500 a month to get one big profit deal, that's, I mean, your ROI is strong.
Yeah. So there's a $1,500 setup fee and then there's a $500 a month fee. All the way until you use the service. Are you guys doing any like discounts? Like if somebody see this and say, hey, I want to join and you got any COVID specials?
we haven't had to.
Okay.
I mean, I guess if things get tough, we might start offering discounts, but I mean, for $500 a month, like I said, the ROI on it is strong.
Yeah. You're buying
it. Yeah, and our clients making the most or buying the most deals are the people buying hold stuff just because they can pay a little bit more right now. But like I said, man, when this thing turns and this market changes, this app's going to work really well.
Now let's go to like LoopNet and all these other commercial sites. Have you guys thought about that yet? Putting that to kind of make offers for like commercial stuff. We talked about earlier in the session, you know, you got a 52 unit, you're making a transition. How do the guys in the commercial space use this tool to kind of get stuff on the contract?
So I've gotten that question a bunch. We haven't built it to where it'll wrap into LoopNet yet. Just because I haven't gotten the question enough to where it makes financial sense. And I've always heard LoopNet is the trash can of commercial deals because commercial deals seem to be transacted, a lot of them off market.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been a focus.
Got it. Yeah, there's a ton of different auction commercial sites that are out there. You know, I started looking through a few. I think one is CREX or something like that, if I can remember, where there's an abundance of opportunity there and stuff is still actively on the market when the brokers call me back. So I guess just ran across my mind. I was like, MLS, you know, it's probably the easiest, lowest hanging fruit if you were playing in a single family, multifamily space to get this done. And, you know, it's cheaper than hiring. You still need an acquisition manager if you deal on a certain level. But if it's just you and you're getting started, you have an admin, this is a great tool to teach your admin or teach a VA to utilize, because you can generate deal flow with the VA with this, right? Yeah.
And it really takes like an hour of your day max to manage. Like my cousin works on our team. He manages it on the acquisition side. He goes in and he makes, call it 30 to 50 offers every morning. And then he just checks his email at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon and looks at all the responses from the agents, and anything where he sees that the agents come back with a counter of, call it 15% off of list price or more, then he'll go in and negotiating those and try to piece a deal together.
Got it. I was going to make a joke and say, are agents actually following up and calling back? But I forgot you ran Remaxes and all that. So that's a challenge in our market is getting agents to call us back and follow. Because they're listed, but it's pocket listings. They got these special people who they give stuff to. You know how it goes. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it's challenging sometimes. But yeah, this is great, man. You know, ZoomOffersNow.com. Make sure you guys go there, check it out. $1,500 setup fee, $500 a month. I think it's a great tool to help you buy your time back, as Caleb said. And, you know, I definitely thank you for coming on the show, man, and sharing this stuff. These are some of the things that we talk about in our masterminds. And I wanted to bring this out because when I started the presentation, I was like, oh, man, this is great. This is great. And this is like, I think like in March, at the March event, the last event, I was actually in person. And then the whole COVID thing hit and then we just lost communication. Everything just went crazy. So appreciate you taking the time to come on the show and share this tool with everyone. And any parting words for anybody who's, you know, in real estate right now, any encouragement that you want to give them or something that if they're just getting started new as a broker, a person who sold franchises, that's a big, for doing that, dealing with a lot of people, you got a lot of heart.
The biggest piece of advice I can give anybody in real estate investors is just make offers. I mean, whether it's through our software or however you're doing it, just get as many offers out as in front of sellers as you possibly can. And at some point, one's going to stick. And all it takes is one or two good ones to really start giving you some traction and getting you going.
Yeah, that's awesome. I thank you for sharing that. Hey, guys, Zoom Offers Now. Go check it out. This is going to help you buy some time back, make your life much easier, get those offers in. You guys should be making multiple offers every single day. You have to, in order for you to fill that pipeline up to make it happen. It's another great episode, PFREI. I'm your host, Fuquan Bilal. Be sure to check us out, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and all the other social media platforms. Thanks again, guys. ZoomOffersNow.com. Go check it out.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Passion for Real Estate Investments podcast. Looking forward to providing you guys with more testimonials from successful real estate investors. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at @passion4REI. Thanks so much, guys. And until next time, it's a great day.